We are in Simin Reish Nun Gimel Sif Hei. We're in the middle of Sif Hei, and we'll be completing it now. So the Rama says, V'chol ha'dvarim she'osor lasos midvarim elu, osor lo malein Yehudi lasos. You are not allowed to ask a non-Jew to put something on the fire on Shabbos that you couldn't put on the fire on Shabbos. You cannot let a non-Jew do a mechzi kemavashel. He can't do chazora, he can't do a shihiyya lechatchila, taking something out of the fridge and putting it on the fire, unless it's in a way that a Jew was allowed to do it. Lochein, also lo malein Yehudi lohochem akadera im nitznanin. If your food cooled down, you couldn't ask him to heat it up for you. If you commanded him to do, you asked him to do it, you were over on the Isser of Amira, Chazal say that you cannot even eat that coal. They made a knas that since he added something to it, some flavor, the whole thing is Osir. You cannot even eat it cold. Omnom, im lo nitztanin kol kach, shadayin ruim lechol. What happens if at the time that he put it back, it was still roy lachila, it wasn't too hot? There they didn't make a gzeira, meaning if it's something that was cold and it was completely cold and the non-Jew went and heated it up, it's also even when it cools down again. Whereas if you're talking about something that was still edible, it was not so cold that you couldn't eat it. There, if he put it back, the halacha is that it'll be all right. Therefore, we have the following minhag. On Erev Shabbos, people put their food in the oven. The oven is gradually cooling down. So on Shabbos, the food is not that hot. So the non-Jews take it out of the oven, and they put it next to the fireplace, or on the fireplace. This is a fireplace that is not yet burning. So what did the non-Jew do? One non-Jew goes and takes the pot out of the oven and puts it on the cold fireplace. And then the maid would come in, the non-Jewish maid would come and turn on the fireplace, which is mutter on Shabbos, because hakol chol inetzel atzina, it is considered sakana for people to be in the cold. So the non-Jew who would come every Shabbos and turn on the fireplace, even though she is also heating up the food, that's mutter. Why is that? The halach is that it's mutter. Why is that? Because when the second maid turns on the fireplace, her kavana is not for the food. That is considered an eno miskaven, even though it's a psik resha. The halachi is that to ask a non-Jew to do something he is not miskaven for is mutter. So that the maid is allowed to put on the fire in the fireplace, even though she is inadvertently heating up the pot.
But a Jew could not do it. It'll still be aser.
If the food is still warm, you're allowed to put it near the fireplace. Because the fireplace has a din of akira, and when it comes to placing something not in the oven but next to it, it's mutter without it being garva katum. So the fireplace, even though it's not garva katum, placing something near it would be mutter.
According to the Ram, there is this kula.
Because it was already on the fire at the beginning of Shabbos. The minig is to be mekel. That kusmicha in where it's an ena garva katum is the same halacha as placing it in a garva katum, and the halacha would be that if we'll rely on the Ram that you don't need tnai chazara, so it's even if you put it on the floor in between. And before we learned that lechatchila one should be choshish for the Ram.